Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
I'm going to clap. Nice. Okay. Hi, Jake. I really liked your little intro music from last week. However, when I was listening to it, when I was listening back to the podcast, it was stressing me out.
Why?
Because I was like, how long is this going to go? I don't know if this is going to go on for like 2 minutes long. And then I'm like, what if people actually hate this?
That would be so funny. I should have done that. I should have just made it like the first 30 minutes of the podcast.
I think people think that that might be our new like intro Jingle? Forever.
Yes. I don't know. We'll see. I did a, like a bad job of like putting it together. Like it's not very. Job. It's not like musically correct. Also,
it's not
I use like
at
an
all.
Apple loop. Like I didn't make up like that background like noise. So I'm like a fraud, basically.
It was really bad.
That's what I'm saying. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah.
No,
well,
it was
that's
funny.
What I was going for. Thank you.
Maybe Appreciate if there's it. A jingle in the beginning of this one, that would be funny too.
I will, and I'm always gonna do it.
You're cracking your knuckles on the potty.
Can you hear it?
Yeah. If I can hear it, that means everyone else can hear it. I remember it was recently, I was at the doctor's office, and I just, like, if I start cracking one, like, I have to go all the way. Like,
oh,
I can't
yeah.
just, like, stop.
Doy.
Right. And so then I did one, and it was really loud because the doctor's office was, like, silent because, like, well, it's, like, really depressing in, like, cancer waiting rooms because, like, I mean, people have fucking cancer there. Like, they're sad.
Yeah.
And so, like, I'm over here, like, cracking my knuckles as loud as possible and because I just can't, like, stop. And then my mom's like, you really need to stop. And then I was showing her photos on Pinterest of, like, cute animals. That was all I did this week.
I crack a lot of my joints, Nicole. Like, here, ready? Here's my neck. And, ooh.
Someone is literally reporting this podcast.
This is an ASMR cast now. Like, cracking knuckles. I crack my hips. Do you do that?
I can crack everything. Every single time I walk, I am cracking.
Oh, wow.
I'm a cracking lady.
She also, yeah, she's also a cracked lady. anyway.
Jake and I, we used to have this really massive problem. I mean, I still do. But like when people, especially at our college, would call themselves crackheads.
Crackheads. Oh,
and I felt
the worst.
Like that was such an appropriate thing, or people thought it was such an appropriate thing to say all the time. And I never understood why anybody would think that that's a good idea. Like, for example, like if no one knows what we're talking about, like, for example, like someone from our dorm building could post a photo of them going out with all their friends. And then they're like, oh my God, we're such crackheads. We're so crazy
like,
going
like
out on a
for,
Friday
like,
night.
Drinking and like partying. Yeah. Nicole, I always
Are
do
you
going
to ask me the big question?
Yeah. How was your pap smear this week?
Oh, Jake, I have something to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
We don't get pap smears every week, believe
wow.
it or not.
You're a fraud is what you are. You made us all believe that you got
I don't
a pap
even
smear
think
weekly.
That they would give me a pap smear if I asked for it weekly.
You don't think? I feel like
no.
if you were genuinely concerned that you had like cervical cancer or something,
it wouldn't
for
show up week to week. My doctor would be like, we are not sending you for another one. I also don't think my insurance would cover it more than once
are
in a year.
Are pap smears expensive?
I'm sure they are. They're probably like $1 million.
Yeah, that makes sense. Everything in women's health is $1 million. Tampons.
To perform a pap test. I don't like that it's called a pap test. Can we call it a pap smear test?
Can you look up why it's called a pap smear?
Like, yeah,
pap?
Sure.
It, pap does sure. not mean like coochie, right?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it actually does.
It does?
Yeah.
No, I think Pap is a person. Dr. Robert
Pap. Oh, Dr. Pap. And he was the one who created the whole... Yeah. I have something to talk about when it comes to gynecologists soon. I don't know if I told you about this. Give me 1 second. A doctor swaps some cells from a woman's cervix and sends them to a lab where they're examined under a microscope by a pathologist. The cost from the service is normally between $20 and $30. That's not as expensive as I was expecting.
Nicole, you can afford that.
Thank you.
Just don't eat out. That's what everybody says.
don't get your daily Starbucks coffees that you can afford a pap smear weekly.
Yeah, exactly.
Why is it called a pap smear? A pap smear or pap test is a... It's named after Giorgio Papanoulikou. He's definitely Greek.
He's cool.
I'm pretty sure it's the same exact name as Kylie Jenner's best friend. Stassi Kirikou. Oh my God, I feel so bad that I'm not saying it correctly. But
yeah, you're gonna get canceled.
Okay, well, it ends in Nicolau. And Papa Nicolau. I like that.
I feel like that's like the Polish way to say it, but yeah.
No. But here's my story about a gynecologist. So my mom actually works for a gynecologist.
Oh.
And like he's one of her clients. Okay. Yes. And basically he's a very, very successful man. He's actually very, an established man in the gynecological world. Mm. And a lot of people like travel across the world to even see him. I remember I would walk into his office and he had this huge map when you would walk in and they would have pins out and you could place them like where you came from in the world to see him. I don't know. I feel like it was like self-indulging for him because then he could look at the map and be like, this person traveled all the way from South America for me.
I touched a coochie from South America.
So one day I'm watching, you know, when you get on like TLC side of YouTube,
mm-hmm.
Oh, you know yeah. what I'm talking about?
My favorite part of YouTube.
Right. Yeah. You just like start watching normal videos and then eventually it leads to like the Duggar family videos and then it leads to like My Strange Addiction and then somehow
and then, like,
you
90 Day Fiancé.
Right. And then I had a really bad like 90 Day Fiancé problem about a year ago. I was watching a lot of episodes.
It was because of what's his name? Big Ed.
No, not because of Big Ed. No, I refused to even watch that video, like that episode. I watched a lot of other ones though.
I didn't. However, I never watched 90 Day Fiancé. It seems like a really messed up show, though.
Watch it. It's very entertaining.
Okay.
Yeah. There you go. So, basically, this doctor is very established, and I stumbled upon the side of YouTube where it's about, like, people's health problems. Like, they have a very special condition. And there was one about this woman. Oh, my God. I feel like this episode, or these episodes should not be... I mean, they are rated explicit. However, I just feel terrible that, like...
Wait, are you about to tell me that he was on the episode?
Well, don't ruin things. Anyway,
I feel like it's about this... most of the audience at this point is kind of about to guess that.
Okay, cut that last part out. Anyway, this woman, she was suffering an illness where she would have, like, up to, like, 300 orgasms a day. Like, nonstop, like, she couldn't control it.
Oh, I do remember this. Yeah.
Right. But there's, like, a few women out there who have this issue. But one of them. Anyway, I'm watching this
issue,
video.
Please.
So I was, like, in middle school, maybe, when I watched this video, or early high school. And she, like, is like, I'm finally getting help from this great doctor who, you know, is very far from me across the country. And I really, really am excited to finally, you know, get some answers from him. And they're, like, on FaceTime. And it's the doctor that my mom works for in the office that I used to play in as a child while she was working at the office. And I was like, oh, my God. I'm not going to say his name, but I was like... It's Dr. Bibble. Oh, my God. Dr. Bibble is... That's not his name. I don't know why Bibble came to mind. But I was like, oh, my God, it's Dr. Bibble. He's on this episode. And it was back then where, like, that wasn't... It wasn't normal for, you know, someone that you know was on YouTube, especially on a video that had, like, millions of views. Yeah. So I was like, how do I show my mom because I'm excited about this while also not showing her that what the episode was even about. I don't want her knowing that I'm watching this episode about a woman
about
having
a woman who has 300 orgasms a day.
Right, exactly. But I was like, but Dr. Bibble's on this episode. So what do I do?
You keep it a secret and you never tell anybody ever. And you let your mother find out by herself.
I think I just ended up telling my mom. I was like, I watched this episode about a woman who has this health issue and Dr. Bibble was helping her. She was like, that is very cool. And that was the end of the conversation. But anyway, I think about that a lot because that was like a very famous episode of whatever TV show that was. So shout out to Dr. Bibble.
Shout out. Honestly, you just gave him free promo for his...
Yeah, without using his real name, location, or any of the or anything. How are you, Jakey?
Well, I just started watching iCarly again because of you. Also,
oh no, we need to talk about iCarly. We need to talk about iCarly.
I need to talk about how I just watched episode 2 and Freddie is doing like a mic check for it and he goes, "Cinnamon buns."
Yes.
"Cinnamon buns." I actually stole that and I had no idea where it was from, but I do that every show that I do when I have a mic check.
Really?
I always say yes. So I was literally like, oh my gosh, I got this from iCarly. I did not know that.
That was the second episode. It was season 1, episode 2 with
what was
Austin,
it titled, Nicole?
I Like Jake.
Yep. Who
that's
was on
what it was.
Yeah,
it was. Austin Butler.
Who's that?
Oh my God, the guy who dated Vanessa Hudgens for like many years, like up until recently. And he's very beautiful. You don't remember that episode? If you watch the episode, you don't remember that episode?
I just watched it. I don't remember him dating Vanessa Hudgens. He wasn't a part of the episode.
Okay, well, he was very cute. And I remember watching this. I know this because I watched the episode quite literally like yesterday. And him and Carly were like a thing. And I'm like, Carly, like Miranda Cosgrove is like 13 here. How old is this man? Because he looks so incredibly old. Like old as in,
yes,
like he looks
that.
Like a full grown adult. Like Carly Shay is a small little child. And this boy named Jake is like this beautiful man.
Yeah, that's how most
so
things
I have to Google
though,
that real quick.
On Nickelodeon and Disney and stuff.
We have to get into that. I wrote that in as one of my notes. Speaking of childhood movies and shows, I've been watching a lot of iCarly recently, but I think it's actually helping
me. We literally
me.
Just talked about iCarly.
Like I said that
ago.
We need to get into it. This was my smoother transition
to
actually
transition?
Get in depth.
Could you yes. make the transition more like we previously spoke about it? Not like,
oh, so,
this
okay.
is a fresh new topic.
Sorry, Jake. Okay. This is not a fresh new topic. This is something that we previously talked about. Speaking of, again, iCarly, better. Is that better for you? Okay,
yeah,
thank
that's
you.
Great. It's going to be good. So much easier to edit.
Do not cut out the previous part. So anyway, I have been watching a lot of iCarly because I think that it's been healing my inner child.
There are only 2 seasons of it on Netflix. Can you believe that?
I know. There's season 3 and 4, but I don't think season 3 and 4 is that good. You know what I mean? Because like it got later in time and they were growing up. And then Freddie dated both Sam and Carly. Isn't
That's
that weird? That's yeah. messy. I wish they kind of, like, when I was younger, I was living for it because, like, you know, you're, like, little hormones when you're a child. You're like, yeah, teenagers making out on TV. But, like, now I can't watch it. I feel like a disgusting person watching it now.
When I was younger, I hated seeing Freddie date Sam. I was always so confused. I was like, that came out of nowhere and was stupid.
They were just so, like, gross about it. You know what I mean?
I
like
know, yeah.
when
The
I'm
whole
watching,
show is weird.
Oh, yeah. Well, looking back at it, as I say that I love iCarly so much, I am just thinking about how much raunchier it was than Disney Channel. And how,
they
like
talk
the
about
things
boobs
that they.
First
yeah,
episode.
Yeah, that's what
of
I was
going to
say. That's what I was going to say. Like, literally, the first episode. And they were like, her pointy boobs. I'm like, you wouldn't even be able to say the word boobs on a Disney show. Like,
yeah.
boobs is not a word that exists. So.
Well, actually, technically, Nickelodeon, because Megan.
Yes.
Cosgrove was saying boobs before because of Drake and Josh.
Right. But
so,
what I was saying
so she
Disney.
Had to clear. I think she's actually one of the only Nickelodeon actors who can say boob.
Oh, okay. Good. Yeah. So when she would call Drake and Josh and she called them boobs. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's just a very, very like raunchier show, which is like fine. But I'm like, I can't believe I was like actually allowed to watch this at what? I was like 8. Like, it was from 2007 to 2012 that it aired on TV. So
2007.
I was like...
2007?
Yeah,
yeah,
so
eight
I
years old.
I was like 7 or 8 years old when it came out. And, you know, later on, then like Freddie's dating Sam. And I remember watching the one scene and it was like 10:30 and they just broke up. Like they were just like, they just broke up in the elevator. And then they step out of the elevator. Sam's like, I love you. And then Frey's like, I love you too. And then they're like, well, it's only 10:30. Let's break up at midnight. And then they get back into the elevator and start making out again. I'm like, this is like 50 Shades of Grey. This is too much for the children. And so I just have mixed thoughts about that.
I just think Dan Schneider made the absolute most disgusting and weird TV shows. First episode of iCarly, I literally just watched it today, so it's funny that we're talking about this. But it was like, so I paused the screen because there was like, he was like reading the comments from the first, from their first video. Like their web show, but it wasn't like actually the web show. It was like the one that they accidentally posted or whatever. And somebody commented, they're like, Carly, you're so hot on it. And I was like, That was unnecessary. Why did he put that in the show? That was unnecessary. It wasn't even like talked about. It was just on the screen. And I'm like, this girl is 12 years old. Why did he put that in there?
Right. At 12 years old, like YouTubers, I don't think that 12-year-olds get comments like that on YouTube that they're so hot.
Neither do I. Well, actually, they might, because do you know Life with Mac?
Yeah.
Redhead. She's
yeah.
She's a cool gal.
The ASMR girl.
Yes. She gets comments like that.
Yeah, and but that, they're like creepy older people who are writing those saying. Kinds yes. of things. Yeah, the entire thing, like with the whole Dan Schneider thing, and like, I didn't realize how much feet were in iCarly.
Oh, yeah, no. It's a mess,
until
right?
it's disgusting. That man There's is so weird. Much. Yes, it's really, like really, really bad. And like, obviously there's nothing wrong with like teenagers making out or anything, but the fact that it was just, everything was so, I feel like sexualized on that show so much. And also, why was Carly getting sexually assaulted almost every single episode? Like by various men.
Oh, like, I meant by Freddie.
That too, but like how many times Freddie did she say no?
Problematic.
How many times would she say no? And then there's men chasing her, like, to kiss her. And they're like, you have to do this. Or, like, for example, like, Carly wanted her web show back. And Neville was like, only if you kiss me. And, like, made her meet up in an alley and had, like, men as backup. And she had to kiss him. And I'm like, this is weird. Or, like, Freddie all the time is like, you have to kiss me if you want this. And I'm like, why is Carly always getting... Yes, it's... And the laugh track is just playing. And I'm like, this is not funny. Like, this is not funny, but I love this show.
Yeah, this is creepy.
I know this is very contradictory because I love the show so much and I won't shut up about it for like the last week because it's very comforting to me. And I feel like I refuse to watch shows that I watched when I was younger because it would make me uncomfortable, like going back to like my childhood or whatever. But now I'm like fine with it. But that show has issues. All the shows have issues.
I texted you a video of it, of me, like, my reaction while I was watching it today.
I saw it.
And, like, the laugh track of that show actually plays every 2 seconds, like, for things that are not funny. And also, the acting is just, like, I can't believe I watched it when I was younger and I was like, this is good. Yes, I believe it. Because most of it is, like, Spencer will... He like falls from the ceiling in the first episode. I feel like we should start an iCarly like analysis podcast.
A whole iCarly. Okay, now guys, we're gonna create a third podcast that's coming out on Wednesdays.
It's gonna be called I Nicole or something like that.
Yeah, good. I like that. Also, that's so funny. Why is it called iCarly if it's Sam and Carly and Freddie was
agreed on it.
Right, of course, but it was so, like, forced, and he was like, well, why don't we create a web show and call it iCarly, because I for internet and Carly because you, and then she's like, I like it, and I'm like, what about Sam? Like, what about poor little Sam?
Sam doesn't have the same ring.
Yeah, iCarly and Sam, though. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know, but it's funny because you are very similar to... Carly. Yeah.
Oh my god.
In like in a lot of ways, you kind of you make videos.
No.
She makes videos. You both have brown hair.
Wow.
Yeah, she has brown hair.
We're both like fair-skinned.
Fair-skinned. And you both have like the same sense of style. Like she wears jeans with a skirt over it. You wear jeans with skirts over them all the time.
I've never done that in my entire life. I know. Never will.
But can we talk about the fashion on that show? It's horrible. They were like layers. We need layers. We need lots of clothing all draping over each other.
Yeah, I tried thinking about, well, they also made her wear like the stupid like little green blazer for the whole first season. I'm like, take that off of her. This girl's 13.
Green blazer?
Go watch it back. You'll see it.
I will.
But also yeah, the show, like watching it back on Netflix now has only made me realize how much I actually love Spencer's character and Jerry Traynor, because he's such a talented person. The most talented actor on that entire show. Completely pull. What are you making that face for? Who else is more talented?
I don't agree. I was
Jerry
going
Traynor?
To say, okay, yes, on that show, I actually think that Jeanette McCurdy is the most talented person on that show, acting wise.
No, I don't.
Have you ever noticed how Carly laughs at everything? She's like, ha ha ha, and then like it stops, like immediately, her face goes dead. But Jerry Traynor, I was going to say about the scene where he falls from the ceiling. It's like the most like Nickelodeon acting of all time. He like gets up. He's like, ah, like I dislocated my shoulder. And then like immediately he goes like, oh, and then he like jumps and on the ground again and like to like pop it back into place or whatever. If that isn't the most Nickelodeon acting of all time.
He didn't
like,
make the script.
I know, but he acts it like crazy.
If that's the only word that you can use out of everything, like, be like, he just acts it like crazy. Don't talk badly about Jerry Traynor on this podcast.
Also, he had like the two, this is just like a logistical thing that doesn't make any sense to me. He had two tubes for that head thing that he made. And one of them was the feeding tube and the other was the breathing tube. They both go into his mouth, but she pours coffee down the breathing tube and he starts to choke. What was he expecting? He asked her to do coffee. Wouldn't he be ready for that? Like, no matter what tube it came out of. I don't know. That's just something I'm thinking about.
Recently. Stop thinking about too logistical about it. I love Jerry Traynor more than anyone else. I do agree Jeanette McCurdy is extremely talented, and especially like later on in the show, she gets, you know, better at the acting because what 13-year-old is like incredible right off the bat. But Jerry Traynor, however, I loved him. It also hurts to see him with a new woman every single episode.
Oh, and it's not you?
Yes. Well, I also was very confused while watching the show, and I was like, why is he, not that this is, like, strange or anything, but I was like, this is, like, a young dude, like, a young 20-year-old in, like, Seattle who's an artist, and he's just constantly, like, hooking up with moms. Like, that's, like, his type, is just constant moms, but, like, they're not, like, not to be, like, super young moms, but, like, Gibby, for example, like, Gibby was, like, 15. Well, if she had him at, like, 15, then she's, like, definitely...
In her, like,
40s. I'm not doing the math.
Well, I'm thinking about, like, Spencer is... Yeah, he's, like, definitely, like, 26 years old.
Well, that's the thing. I didn't know that he was 26 years old until the first episode, until Carly came home, and she was, like, my 26-year-old brother! And I was, like, 26? 26?
Yeah, that's a mess.
I was, like, I don't know why I, like, grew up this entire time thinking that Jerry Traynor's character... I don't know why. I need to stop calling him Jerry Traynor. I just really like him. Spencer. I need to stop thinking that Spencer was, like, 19 in the show, like, taking care of, like, little Miss Carly. Like, he was a full-ass grown adult.
Still, though, for him to be, like, dating, like, moms, it's very
weird. Why not?
Weird.
It's kind of... It hurts because I want to see him with me, but at the same time, I'm just kind of, like... Spencer,
you know,
I'm right here.
Remember when like your whole thing was like that you like sort of look like Aunt Becky from Full House?
I thought I did because people told me that, but now I fucking look like Neville according to everyone. and now Freddie Benson. I've been getting that comment lot lately.
I think that you like could use that to your advantage.
I think
when
I'm
it comes
getting
to Jerry Traynor.
I think I'm glowing down as, like, time goes by because I used to be compared to, like, Olivia Jade, Lori Loughlin, who plays Aunt Becky in Full House. Mm-hmm. And then as of recent, all of my comments are filled with, you look exactly like Elon Musk, or you look exactly like Freddie Benson, or you look exactly like Neville from iCarly. And that shit hurts because what happened to all the Olivia Jade comments? Am I doing my makeup differently?
I feel like you're being really harsh on... Neville and Gibby. Elon Musk, that's for sure.
I know Gibby. I was not compared ever to Gibby. It was Get It Oh. Right, Freddie and Neville, and Elon Musk.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just compared you to Gibby.
Getting compared to Elon Musk is the worst compliment in the entire world. That's not a compliment. That's an insult.
Like the worst. That's such an insult. But Neville isn't like that bad looking. And Nathan Kress is a dashing young man.
It's not that. It's just that I can't look at them, all of them, the same at all.
It's okay. You just look like...
So do you think Grimes would be attracted to me?
If you want that, then yeah, sure.
Okay.
Do you want... That makes me feel Listen, fine. If Grimes is attracted to you, then that means that you have to, like, you know, take care of her son. Are you prepared for that?
Attraction instantly means I'm the stepmommy.
I have no idea what Grimes looks like or anything about Grimes.
What?
But she's probably beautiful, and really? I hear her music's awesome.
Really? You don't know anything about Grimes?
I'm sorry.
Don't ever, ever talk to me that way again. I felt like that was the most degrading thing that you've ever done. That's worse than the, you did! Just the, if you guys listening to this saw the way that Jake, like, looked at me, it literally makes my blood boil. It's so much worse than, ew, you're making it worse.
I'm sorry.
It's like the same look that people give you when they, like, fire you.
They're like, we're actually gonna have to let you go. I'm sorry.
Or, like, when they break up with you, it's the same face.
Yeah.
No, this is so much worse than you did. No. Jake, can we take a 5-minute break?
Okay. Hi. Welcome back. Okay. What were we talking about? Anyway, it doesn't matter because we're not going to talk about it anymore. We were talking about iCarly. Sorry. We're switching topics very fast. Nicole, I'm not going to lie to you. I have no notes for this podcast.
Irresponsible, unprepared.
Well, I just knew that you would steamroll anything that I brought up. I'm just kidding.
Hurtful. I have things to talk about. I have a whole list.
Wait, I did. Never mind. Go ahead.
Well.
Are you okay?
I'm just debating, like, do I want to talk about it on this podcast? I'm definitely going to be talking about it on my own podcast. Is that annoying if I bring it up in two podcasts in a row? Clementine got spayed.
This little
you
ditty.
You sound so uninterested. Fine, I'll talk about the next thing.
No, I. How dare you? I just feel like me and you have talked about her spaying, like, a lot, which isn't bad.
There was complications.
There were? What happened?
Well, there wasn't, but now you're interested because I said
it. You're lying. Nicole, no, this is not the foundation that we've built for our friendship. Lies?
It's just been a very hard time with her getting... At least the first 2 days was actually, like, horrid. It was horrible. Literally, like, people sleeping on the couch to help watch her. Her literally sprinting full force, jumping on things when she's not supposed to. Like, when she... For anybody who doesn't know what it means to get a cat spayed, it's when female cats get a hysterectomy, meaning that they get their ovaries and their uterus removed, meaning they got a nice fat scar on their tummies, and if they run, jump, play, or anything like that, their stitches can just bust open, and that's really bad. And what does Clementine do as soon as she, like, wakes up from being on drugs? She starts sprinting and jumping and doing all the things that she's not supposed to, and you can't, like, grab her, like, normally. You have to, like, hold her a very specific way. I'm stressed out. I'm like, is this normal? And then I found out I thought she had 2 incisions because she had this, like, super long one in the middle, and then she had a smaller one on the side, and I was like, oh, she definitely had 2. Do you know what the one on the side is? It was, like, all green. Clemmy got a tattoo.
Cool. A green tattoo?
Yes, they gave her a little green tattoo to let them know that they're spayed.
Yeah, Tucker has a green tattoo too. Oh my gosh, wait a minute. They got matching tattoos.
So cute. Really cute. Matching tattoos? I didn't know that was a thing because when my cat got neutered many, many, many years ago, they didn't do that for him. As far as I know, or I remember.
It might be a new thing then. I feel like maybe it's new. Just so that they don't try to rip out the cat's uterus when it's already not there.
You know how, like, there was that trend going around on TikTok where they're like, oh my God, all of Gen Z or, like, people from TikTok should get a tattoo so that, like, it's a matching, like, Z tattoo so that we all know, like, who's who or, like,
that's some
so that
dystopian
we know.
Society.
Like, I know.
BS.
And then some people actually got it, and it was, like, a very specific Z and apparently has something to do with Nazis. is.
No.
Yeah. And a lot of people already got the tattoo done.
Research.
Right. I don't know exactly like what it symbolizes, but I heard a lot of people were like, that's a really not good tattoo that you should get. Like, that is like some Nazi shit.
Yeah, that's a mess.
Anyway, so
need to do research.
That shit happened on Tumblr. Like, people, like millennials, would want to get matching tattoos and stuff to be like, so that we know that we're from the same fandom or something like that.
It's like, you
so
know
that
what?
We all know that we like Sherlock what is it? Is it just the name Sherlock, right?
TV show with Benedict Cumberbatch. Yes.
Yes. Sherlock. When everyone was obsessed with that. And then like Doctor Who and everything. And people were like, we should get matching tattoos.
Oh, I do not like Doctor Who. Do you like Doctor Who?
Never watched it.
Yeah.
Never watched it.
I watched like a few episodes of it. Couldn't get into it.
Your internet cut out. What did you say?
I don't think it's my internet. That's the issue, Nicole. Can you hear me?
I'll turn off my Wi-Fi, but...
Oh, wait. You're going to use data?
I don't go out. I have nowhere to use my data. Like, I will never run out of data. I don't go out.
How many gigs of data do you have?
I don't know, because I don't get those texts anymore. That's like, you're almost out. So I have no idea.
I do all the time, literally constantly. If I had like a little like doll
yes.
of me, it would literally, mm-hmm. you'd pull the string and it would say, I can't, I don't have data. That's what
yes,
it would say.
Yes, literally. Jake is because always being time... like,
it's true.
Jake is always like, please make sure that you send a text message and not an iMessage. Thank you.
Yes. On days that I text Nicole, which is literally almost every day, I will say, I'll like text her something and I'll be like, if you need to respond to this, please respond via SMS. I can't get iMessages. But like, literally, I am constantly out of data. I only get 2 gigs a month. So if anybody wants to donate to my GoFundMe to get Jake more data, get him his own phone plan, let me know.
I thought about this yesterday about probably reducing my data because there's no need because I don't go outside of my house. So there's no need for me to even have data.
Why don't we just switch phones?
We can do that. Yeah, we can do that.
You can have my number.
I don't even think I would need 1 gig. Like, I am out that little. Like, that I don't need it.
But I have 2 just in case.
So that'll definitely be enough for me.
Well, it's been bad weather where you are. I feel like maybe your power could go out soon.
Oh, we don't lose power here, baby. We have that good generator.
Oh, you do?
I think we have a generator.
My dad's pretty bougie, so he bought, we lost power so much last summer, like 4 mm-hmm. weeks. Like, we would go like 5 days at a time, and then we would get power back 2 days later, huge storm, we'd lose power again. And it was like this tree, it was split into 2, right? One side fell, completely took down the whole power line, snapped the
that's bad.
The telephone pole in half, okay, and exploded one of like the transformers, so it took extra long to do. And then the other side fell down same way and took it down again once they fixed it. Is that not crazy?
We coincidentally just don't, that doesn't happen to us. Like, it's always like the street over. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh,
the
other night, yeah, it was
the other night, there was just such bad lightning. And I look outside and the sky's like pink and blue, but like so bright. And I like was like, Mom, did you see that? She goes, yeah, crazy lightning. I was like, that wasn't lightning. That was lightning hitting like a power box and like the power box making the sky glow. Like, that's not just
that's
lightning.
Crazy.
So, like the block over for like a
lightning
few
in the winter?
Blocks. Yeah, there was a storm.
Oh, that does not happen here.
No, there was a storm. You act like you're so far. Jake has this like weird complex that New Jersey is so much different than Pennsylvania.
Wait, no, but here's what I'm going to say. We don't get lightning in the winter.
It was a storm. Everyone got lightning.
I did not get lightning.
There was a storm.
No, lightning happens in the summer.
Okay, it can happen in the winter too.
Because we have to run out of the pool. Because they say, thunder, which was the best part of being a lifeguard, was when thunder came. And you were like, I swear I heard it. And nobody else did. But you were like, there's thunder. We have 30 minutes out of the pool. Sorry, everyone. We got to wait for it to pass.
Jake always would do this. He's like, oh, well, here where I'm from, the snow, it just doesn't look good. You wouldn't understand, Nicole, as if I don't live in a city. Like, literally,
no,
he's like,
I was just saying, like, I don't know how they plow the streets where you are, but, like, literally,
Very
it's just,
fine.
Like, disgusting, like muck.
That happens everywhere. That happens everywhere. That's why I hate the snow. He's like, no. He's like, here, you don't understand. Here in my place, my location, my area where I live, the snow, it just turns into slush. I'm like, that happens everywhere that it snows, Jacob. That happens all the time. Or like, what did you say the other day? You were like, oh, what temperature is it over where you are? As if we don't live an hour away from each other. You're like, what?
It's okay, so but crazy. I will say you got so much more snow than I did. Anyway, wait, as I was saying, my dad got a generator. So it's something that he can control from his phone. So he's always so like there will be days where like he'll be like talking to us or whatever. And then like the lights like go out for a second. Right. And it's because he started the stupid generator on his phone. He's just like, just checking to see if it works. The lights will like literally go out and come back on. Yeah. He's like obsessed with it. It's like a little toy for him. And so anytime we get bad weather, he's like, oh my gosh, do you guys think we're going to need to use the generator?
Oh my God. I don't even have a dad. And I know that that's how dads act. I mean, yeah. My stepdad, well, it's like, he's like a unique man.
Speaking of dads is, I am taking, this was something that I wanted to talk to you about yesterday. What?
That's so insensitive.
What?
Speaking of dads, you're just going to talk about dads in front of me like that?
Oh my gosh,
a whole topic on daddies?
Yeah, maybe? Finally, something that Nicole
after everything I've been through?
Just a disclaimer, I am an expert on this. I'm an expert on this, and Nicole doesn't know anything about it. She's,
Nicole is has no experience with this topic.
So forgive her if she says something that doesn't, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If it's inaccurate.
I'm taking headshots for my, which I sent you a picture of the headshot that I took of my dad already. It was just a trial run. And I was like, doesn't this look so good? And then you never responded.
I'm not going to comment on how your father looks. You know what I mean?
I just want to know if you like the picture.
I have a boyfriend. I'm not going to give you any comments about how your father. I'm not going to sit here and be like, so I almost said hot. And then I felt even weirder. I'm not going to sit here and be like, your dad is so handsome, Jake, because then that means that I would be calling you handsome.
I didn't want you to tell me he was handsome. I wanted you to tell me, doesn't this look like a good headshot of a person? Like maybe somebody who's semi knows what they're doing took it. And you could be like, yeah.
I don't want to hurt your feelings.
Okay, well, to be quite honest, so I bought a camera. Remember how we talked about how I bought a camera? But we talked about it on like the second podcast that we ever recorded that we never released. I bought a camera. It's what I use for streaming. And he was like, since you bought a camera, can you like take pictures of all the people that work for me, basically, like are like headshots that I can put on my website? And I was like, yeah, sure. It's probably not going to be good, but I'll do it. He was like, it's fine. It doesn't have to be great. And I was like, great. I went to his office yesterday to like scope out the area because he like wanted me to like decide on a place to do them, and he's like arguing with me like the whole time about how he doesn't want it where I say that it would be best. And I'm like, okay, well, sir, you are like, you asked me to do this, but whatever, sure, we can do it wherever you want. And then this was supposed to be like a maybe 15 minute like conversation that we had and like look around the office, and then he's like pulling out like a backdrop that he got that looks like like school pictures, and I'm like, okay. And he's like we're gonna take a few like trial shots. Also, I don't want to do all of this on the same day, so we're gonna do like three people one day, three people the next day, blah blah blah. And I'm like, how much are you gonna like pay me for this? Because like right. When I pay for headshots, it's like $200 and I get like one picture. So I'm like, is there gonna be
that's like you should be racking up all the monies from them.
I know. I feel like I should be, like, keeping, like, a tab and send them an invoice later.
How dare you help your father with something? How dare you do him a
When was the last time you helped your dad with something?
Do you know what I hear in my head? Like, do you know that one sound effect on TikTok where it's like, oh, that didn't sound like it. It's, like, the dramatic music for, like, in...
Oh, yeah. And they're like, no, don't tell me your zodiac. Don't show me your zodiac sign. Don't show me your Enneagram or whatever. Show me your grades.
Hmm? Yeah, can you? Don't play
you have
the
some homework
here?
To do? Yeah.
Okay, play the sound right here because it's really funny. That's how I feel about you. I'm like, don't ask me about my father, Jake. Don't ask me about if I've ever done him a favor. Ask him if he's ever done me a favor, huh? Has he ever done anything for me? huh? As you, because I think your father's done something for you, and I think that you could do something for your father back. Hmm? Jake, if I'm going to be 100% completely honest with you, I'm genuinely 100% honest with you. When you were talking about your father, I was zoning out. Not because I don't care about your story or not because I don't care about your father. But as soon as I kept as soon as I kept hearing the word dad and like the story that I already heard, I just felt like my eyes started to cross.
I did not tell you the story by accident.
You did.
No, I did not.
Your dad was... I pieced all the info together from
your
text.
It was yesterday, Nicole. I literally was trying to text you about it, and you never responded.
I pieced together the entire story. I knew already what happened. Whatever. I already got it. But, like, my eyes were starting to cross, and I felt myself, like, salivating. And then I remember you asked me a question at the end of it, and I was like, yeah, Jake.
Are you okay?
That's not me listening. That's just me.
No, I'll cut this whole part out now, because I feel
Don't. Whenever people... Oh my God. Whenever people will DM the Instagram page, they're like, why would Jake want to cut out that
part? Why did he almost cut out that part about Phoebe Bridgers? The most random thing ever. And then they're like super offended. I'm like, okay, y'all calm down.
It's because people love Phoebe Bridgers. I thought Maggie Rogers and Phoebe Bridgers was the same person.
Correct. Correct. You did. And I thought that she was they make similar music. I'll say that.
Well, I only know one Maggie Rogers song, and I think I only know like two Phoebe Bridgers songs. So, I thought that Phoebe Bridgers for a long time was the same person who sat with Pharrell Williams and showed him her song. You know, the one where he's like nodding and like smiling and like almost on the verge of tears.
The song Alaska.
Yes. So,
fun fact: I used to have a water bottle that would make like the same pitch and noise as the start of that song, where it goes like doom doom ding doom doom. You know what I'm talking about? I used to hit it against my knee, and I'd be like, doom, doom. It's true. Anyway, that's so random. Thank you.
Yes. So, yeah, people are farbs up in here, so they care about that story.
I know.
It was also a very good story. Someone tagged me in a TikTok video of Julian Casablancas, because we're talking about Phoebe Bridgers and, you know, Julian Casablancas. Yeah, but someone tagged me in a video and he's singing his song. I think it's like at the Bernie rally. Okay, I didn't know where Vermont was, if I'm being completely honest. Like, on the map, I didn't know how close or far we are to Vermont. And
we are
basically
close-ish.
5 hours.
Yeah,
but
they're farther
the
places.
The Strokes were performing like at a Bernie rally in Vermont. And I thought that maybe I could maybe drive there and go to it alone. Everyone was like, no, you really shouldn't do that. Yeah. But I thought that maybe I could go because I really wanted to see them live again. But anyway, I just saw a video from the performance where Julian is singing and then he goes, sit on Santa's lap. And I don't know. Now things
Why
are
would he
weird.
Say that?
I wasn't there. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I was
sit on Santa's lap.
But someone just sent me that, and I was like, nice. Thanks. But I also was like, what is this?
Nicole, so, I think we should have a segment where we go through the TikToks that we send each other.
But nobody can see the TikToks.
I know, but I feel like just us describing them is funny enough because we have like the worst. Like, we are so bad at describing the TikToks, and we can't.
Exactly. That's why people
say.
Would click off. Nobody would find it interesting. Jake had this whole elaborate idea about showing each other like playlists, like making playlists
just
for
one
each other.
Playlist.
Okay, so sorry. If you and I are both making a playlist for each other, then they're whole playlists.
Oh, I thought you meant like showing each other multiple playlists that we make.
No, Jacob. So like, basically he had this whole idea. And while it was a great idea, I had to sadly inform him and be like, Jake, we can't do that. We'll get copyrighted. And so then Jake was like, okay, well, what if we just explain the songs? And I was like, Jake?
That was literally a joke.
I don't think so. I think
no, it literally was. Now. Nicole, I literally said, we should do like a karaoke version of the song, like of us singing it. And that's not a joke to you. That's like funny to me.
That's something that you would do.
Okay, that's something I would do, but can you imagine you doing a karaoke version of songs like The Strokes?
Yeah, I do that hilarious. All the time. Kind of like how I had a video of Jake and I doing karaoke and then I can't find it. I do have one more thing on my list since you don't have anything on your list. Yeah,
well,
so
I have one thing on my list, but I'm not going to talk about it because you told me not to. Go ahead.
What? What is it?
Well, you didn't tell me not to, but you were like, everyone says that.
Potato? Is it about potatoes and how potatoes can be made into all different types of things? Is that what it's about? Is it about how potatoes can be made into all different types of foods?
No, it says don't give people tests that they don't know that they're taking.
Well, I never said not to talk about that.
You said everybody talks about that.
No, I didn't. Where did I ever say that?
I said it before we started our last podcast. Two podcasts ago.
That is so not true. We talked about it on the phone.
Yes, but it was before our podcast. And I said that's a good idea. No, you didn't. You did not say that. Nicole, you've never said anything was a good idea that I've ever said, so I know that that's a lie.
That is so not true. Jake, talk about, don't.
No, I don't want to talk about it. I
said that.
I don't
Fine, then I'll talk about it.
Yeah.
I'll talk
no, about no, 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 no. Do your thing. Just say what you needed to say. Go.
Basically, you should not give tests to people.
I hate they you. Don't know that what's taking. On your list? Nicole, what's
like,
on your list?
Basically, well, I'm adding it to my list. Like,
I hate you. It's not talking, on there, though. Type it on there right now. Nicole, do you wanna edit this week's podcast?
Do you not want to?
No, I will, but don't you think it would be funny if you tried?
No.
I know.
It'd be horrible. Me not wanting to edit a third piece of content in a week, and I'm like, no. You're like, don't you think that would be fun for you? I'm like, no, it wouldn't be fun.
No, I don't think it would be fun for you. I think it'd be funny for me.
No.
It'd be like, guys, listen to this garbage. And I'm just kidding.
Oh my God. Did you just put lotion in your hair?
No, it's pomade.
Oh, okay. It looks like my hair a keeps doing like a little lotion.
Thing over here, and it's annoying.
Yeah, I that was one of the things on my list, but I'm gonna erase it. It's about me kind of wanting to shave my head, like, for real. But
oh, well, wait, what a great transition.
Fine, I'll talk about it. I am upset with my hair, but I always mm-hmm. am. Mm-hmm. It's because I have not been able to see my hairdresser in, you know, like a year now. It's been probably exactly mm-hmm. a year. I probably saw her last time in February, and I just haven't been able to go see, obviously, because, like, the pandemic and everything. But, like, I probably would have felt a lot safer about going to a hair salon if I knew that hairstylists were being safe. But it doesn't help that every single hair salon has, like, an Instagram page for their hair salon. And I see all the photos of people posing without, you know, their masks on or, like, you know what I'm talking about? Like, people in the salon without masks, like, I don't like that, and that upsets me, and so I just don't feel safe. Like, even if it's just a picture posing, like, if another hairstylist were to post a photo in that same salon because, like, I like following, you know, if it's nail artists or, like, makeup artists or, like, hairstylists, and if they post one photo of someone in the salon, like, not wearing a mask, then I'm just, like, I just don't feel safe at all, like, going. Like, for example, like, I used to love going to the hot yoga studio, but because they have a social media and because they post to it and because they post sometimes of people not wearing masks, it just deters me from ever wanting to go there even after the pandemic. Does that make sense? Like,
yeah.
So it just, like, upsets me because I think things would have been a lot better off. Like, I go to one vegan restaurant here, like, in my hometown, and they are amazing. They're so great, and they do, like, they won't, even when it's allowed to have indoor dining, they refuse to do it. They do it all, like, pick up through, like, an outdoor window and stuff. And they have a big, like, social media presence, and they post all the time. I have not seen once that they have made a video with them inside without their masks on. Like, you know what I mean? Like, not even once do they, like, talk to the camera.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, they are, if the person is talking, she has her mask on. Like, she doesn't even take her mask off to do, like, an Instagram story. But because amazing. I just don't feel safe at the salons, because I'll see other hairdressers posting photos without masks on, I'm like, I just personally don't feel safe going and getting my hair cut, whatever. So I just, like, learned to cut and dye my own hair and whatever. And so I'm just upset because I feel like a little bald girl sometimes because my hair is falling out because
it is.
Well, like, yeah, but, like, I don't, well,
you're balding.
It is. No. So I remember a dermatologist said that, like, your hair will fall out 3 months after stress. Like, if something happened to you that was a very stressful event, your hair will fall out. Usually, typically, like, the body's response is 3 months later.
Well, I'm glad you, like, that I have such about, a like, solid.
What happened to you?
No, I'm glad that I have such a solid coping mechanism in humor. So that anything traumatic that does happen to me and that does stress me out, I just brush it off and tell a joke about it. And then
I mean, not that I, like, Not that I don't, but like, who is not to have? I'm almost positive, like, a lot of bad stuff happened to me in 2020, but I'm trying to think of like what bad happened like 3 months ago. And it was like literally me writing a 30 page essay. Did a 30 page essay make my hair fall out? Cause nothing bad else happened in the month of December.
It's probably so bad.
So now I'm just sad because that essay has caused me to lose hair again. And I'm like, well, damn. So I cut my hair even shorter because I'm like, this will make me feel better about myself. And I don't know if I feel better about myself. So now I feel like a little egg girl. And
you look like a little egg girl. I'm kidding. You're welcome. Wait, so you want to shave your hair off?
It's something that I'm considering sometimes, like, shave my head because I'm like, oh, well, that would be kind of nice. And there's this one YouTuber who I follow. Her name's Microsoft. And she also like posts Instagram photos and she is completely bald and she has like completely like symmetrical tattoos on her. I'll send you a photo. I'll send you her Instagram after this, Jake. And she looks amazing bald. But I think also it adds to it that she has like really good makeup skills and really good outfit skills and really good tattoos all over her. And I'm like a naked little egg girl. Like I don't have tattoos. I can't do my makeup that well. My outfits are not that great, so I would just be a naked little bald egg girl. And so I don't know if I'm ready to commit to that, but I just think I would maybe look cute bald, but I think I need to remove a mole on the back of my head before I actually go bald.
Yes, I think that you should remove the mole on the back of your head for sure. Also, I think that you can do whatever you want, but I don't think that you should go bald.
You are the second person to say this to me. Like, someone else said that I don't have the head shape for being bald, and that is so mean.
I don't think that you have a great head shape. It's a little pointy. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Does it look like Phineas's head? Like the little triangle?
That's exactly what you look like. No. Nicole, do whatever you want. I just don't think, like, I don't think that shaving your head is going to go as well as you want it to.
I don't either. I think, like, I'm going to regret it almost instantly because I'm not a nice little, like, makeuped, beautiful, outfitted, tattooed little egg lady. I'm, like, a little egg girl. So I think it's going to cause a lot of distress for me after the first day and realize that it's not exactly how I planned.
I think that's probably what's going to end up happening. I also think that you will, like, I don't know. I forget what I was going to say.
Okay. Well, point of the story is that I'm unhappy with the way that I look right now.
Who isn't?
Are you happy with the way that you look?
That I look?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not, like, unhappy. Like, I like the way my face looks. But that's about it. Yeah. No, I don't know.
Why?
Well, what? Why? Why do I like the way that my face looks? I don't know. It's like a good... I think I have a pretty symmetrical face.
I agree. I think you have a symmetrical face.
Yeah, so that's, like, good, you know?
Good.
Nicole, you missed an episode of Talk Nasty to Me last week.
And I know. There
wasn't, like, a huge apology, like video for it.
I know, so I'm trying to be better about that.
Yeah, it's because of the one time that I was like, every time Nicole misses a video, she's like, I'm so sorry, everyone. I've been trying so hard and like, I just need a break. And all of your followers are like, it's okay.
I know. I'm trying not to be like that anymore. Also, I missed a video today. Like, I was supposed to upload a video today and I just decided not to because I had a migraine yesterday. Mm. And I'm feeling better about it. Like, I feel like I'm not gonna hate myself if I miss a day. So anyway, I missed an upload today and I missed a podcast episode and I feel like I'm just going to be forgotten about on the internet now because yeah, everyone's like, going to be like, who's this?
Who even are you? Yeah.
I don't know. It's going to be hard to remember who I am. So hopefully okay. People forgive me.
Yeah. No, I just think you're so funny when you're like profusely apologizing and like, it's like, well, she has, I just feel like you have like a million videos and a million pieces of content out right now that it's like one day. Like, if they really want to watch a Nikki Nasty video or listen to a Nikki Nasty podcast and they, like, that day, they can, like, go back to your, you know, other thousand
right
things that you've done.
I actually just deleted. How many videos do I have?
Yeah, I was going to ask that.
Like, around 160. But I actually just deleted, like, 5 of them. Why? Off my channel. But, like, people can tell, like, if they go to Social Blade. Like, do you know what Social Blade is?
Mm-hmm, I do. I have one. I'm on there.
Yes. Oh.
I don't.
Oh, yeah. I don't
this
think
podcast
you can be
earned
on
me a Social Blade.
No, if you're on Social Blade, it can tell you if like you lost a dramatic amount of views.
Oh.
And that usually means that someone has either deleted a video or like privated it or something. Mm. So I didn't want people to see that and be like, why is she privating videos? What's going on?
Are you going to make a video about it? Like, why I deleted five videos?
Yeah, actually, I'm calling this podcast episode Why I Deleted Five Videos.
Oh, good, because it's all about you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Why I Deleted Five Videos and Jake's Dad.
I deleted Jake's dad. Oh, no. What did she do to him?
But I write it I, like the lowercase I, and then deleted Jake's dad. So that's for, like, iCarly. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, I love that. I deleted.
Yes. So.
Wait,
no,
we should call it something
them.
I, and then we should.
I know.
Do that.
I was thinking about that while cute. I was peeing earlier.
Yeah.
So I deleted them because I just didn't like the videos. My tone sounds very serious, but it's not. I just like would, if I looked back at that video and someone were to comment, I would cringe because I'm like, that's just not like me anymore. Or I said information in the video that's like weird for me to share now, and I just don't want that out there anymore. So
well,
I'm just kind of like, don't want to.
What were the videos? Are you comfortable sharing?
Oh, yeah, this is very sensitive to me. No, I deleted like my old skincare videos, like a couple of them are old makeup videos because I would never use that technique or tips now, or I would never use those products now.
Glossier
or, like,
Boy Brow?
I don't even use Glossier Boy Brow anymore, although I do like it. But
that's what I'm saying,
no, I just wouldn't recommend some of those products anymore, and I don't see the need in me having those videos up, because if that was someone's first video that they're seeing of mine, I don't want to give bad tips where I feel like I like really like my recent one, although it might be nice to like look back on. I don't know. That's just like a personal preference of mine. And then I deleted one. I don't even remember what I deleted, to be honest. I think I deleted one where I like, I had a video called Texting All My Exes, but originally the video was called like To All the Boys I've Had a Crush on Before, or something inspired by the movie, like To All the Boys I Loved Before. I was really proud of that video, but it got like no views. It's also a very old video of mine. And I thought it was so funny because I wrote like these elaborate texts to people who like my crushes that I had crushes on before, and they were like really funny. But now it's just kind of embarrassing to have up. So I was just like, I'll just keep this one for myself. But
I mean,
nothing juicy, nothing raunchy, nothing
oh,
weird
so
that
nothing,
I had. But
so like you didn't delete our oat milk video?
No, I kept that up.
Now is the time we end the podcast. We appreciate. Oh, let's find a review really fast. But we appreciate everybody for tuning into our little cast here. We love all of
the
you.
The P word.
And our little P word. For, you know, sliding in our P word. Ew.
I'm so upset that we didn't call our podcast the P word.
The P word? I wanted to have that really long name. That's upset. That's why I'm upset. I wanted to have that really long name that was like slippery, like slip and slide, gorilla grip.
Yes.
Because you know somebody's going to take that from us now because we mentioned it here. Anyway, did you want to do a review, or do you want me to
read
it?
No, you read it.
Okay.
You read it.
Pure gold. Nicole and Jake on I Saw Your Tweet, Are You Okay? Together is something I never knew I needed in my life. And then the hands emoji with like the two hands, and it's like sparkles coming out or whatever. Their personalities complement each other so well. I even think my family is starting to worry for my sanity when they hear me laugh out loud out of the blue every time I listen to this podcast. So thanks, Nicole and Jake, for being as quirky but cool as you are, and always lightening up the mood, especially on days when I need it the most.
Aww.
That's cute. Thank you. Thank you for your review, queen or king. Or
highness.
Your highness. Thank you, your highness. That's nice. I like that. yeah. Please only refer to me as your highness from now on, Nicole.
Yes, exactly. Oh, no, never mind. If you like this episode or you like this podcast, make sure to follow the Instagram page. It's just at Talk Nasty Podcast. And then all of our social media links and everything will also be in the description of this. And go check it out. And we will see you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday, Nicole.
See ya. Yeah, not going to talk to you in between, Jake. Don't even think about contacting me.
No, I was just, you know, do you know what see you next Tuesday spells?
What?
Come on, Nicole. C-U-N-T.
See you next Tuesday.
You never knew that?
No. Is that like a thing?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
That is a thing. See you next Tuesday.
Oh my God. That should have been our podcast name. See you next Tuesday. Yeah. Oh, these are such good podcast names. Why do we go with this one? It's so shitty.
What? I saw your tweet. Are you okay? I like it.
I like the P word and see you next Tuesday so much better.
I literally said the P word. Most of those, you literally are just like saying my ideas and saying that they're better than my other ideas.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
Okay. All right. See you next Tuesday, you next guys, Tuesday, but in a loving way.
Yeah, in the best way possible. We love you. Thanks for tuning in. Peace out.
Bye-bye.
Bye.